This is Savannah Hernandez in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, because I've been covering the illegal immigration crisis in the United States over the last 4 years, but I wanted to come to Europe to check out how the crisis is going over here. Now, a lot of people will take you in front of the Eiffel Tower to highlight the immigration crisis, but we actually have been through various parts of Paris, and to be quite honest with you guys, this crisis is a lot worse than I even expected it to be. Now, I was looking at some of the numbers, and you have about 400,000 to 500,000 both legal and illegal migrants coming into France every single year. And as you are walking around various suburbs of Paris, you very much see that. Now, first impressions of Paris. There is graffiti on every single beautiful building as you are driving from both North Paris into the heart of the city. On top of that, the city isn't the cleanest, I'll be quite honest with you guys. It's pretty stinky, lots of trash. You are very much seeing the results of the migrant crisis on every single street corner. I mean, everywhere we've gone, every single street, you are seeing African migrants. There are also various parts of Paris in which the French people and the French culture is absolutely nowhere to be seen. We are talking entire neighborhoods, entire cultural enclaves in which you are not seeing the French or their culture represented at all. And again, I wanted to come here because we are seeing the exact same thing mirrored in the United States of America. And similar to the United States, the media is absolutely covering up what is going on over here. The government is watering down a lot of those numbers. Now, I've been talking to a lot of local journalists, and similar to the US, they state that, of course, the media is completely watering down what is going on over here, going so far as to change the name of migrants when crimes are committed, so that way there isn't any bad sentiment in the public view towards migrants. You also have, of course, a large uptick in stabbings, in sexual assaults related to migrants, and the French women and the French men who try to bring light to this are told that they are racist, that they are fascist for trying to highlight these issues. So again, wanted to come on the street and not only show you the front of the Eiffel Tower, because a lot of people always come to this location. What else is going on throughout Paris? What else is going on throughout France? Because this issue is way more pervasive than anything that I was expecting to see. And it was, to be quite honest with you, pretty shocking. So we're going to be reporting Frontline's TPUSA on the ground in Europe, highlighting the illegal and legal immigration crisis and showing you the impacts to the culture, to the people, and what is really going on here, what's being hidden from the world, and how French culture is being impacted.